This is a HeadGum Podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Honest Tea. And I honestly love Honest Tea.
So do I.
Honest Tea is doing this.
Honest Tea.
Yeah, Honest Tea, Honest Tea. Honest Tea is an amazing company. I mean, for almost 20 years, they are the maker of the nation's top-selling organic bottled teas and kids' juice drinks, which personally I like the best. It's an amazing company, and everything's organic and fair trade, and I love it. But they're doing this really cool thing. They're doing a hashtag refreshingly honest moment where they're like pushing this campaign for all of us to be more honest about these feelings and thoughts that we're all going through, which I think is, you know, what we try to do that on Lady Lovin'.
Oh, all the time. And I feel like we laugh at our honest moments.
Yeah, well, you have to.
I feel like is part of the refreshingly honest campaign also.
It is. Yeah. I had a refreshingly honest moment today when we were talking about dating and like things that you do with dudes. I like one time, and you know when you create a lie and then you sort of like live the lie? I used to say that I had read all of the Lord of the Ring trilogy books. And I never, ever, ever have. And in reality, I've just seen the movies and I really only watched the movies for Orlando Bloom.
Was that like your talking point on first dates?
Yeah, it was like something that I just would like lie about because everyone had seen them. So my refreshingly honest moment is I've never read the books. I've never read the books and I've hardly watched the films. And you know, that's just, I'm coming clean. And I'm letting every guy out there that I said that I have read the books that I haven't. So I'm joining the Honest Tea team in celebrating the lighthearted ways we're less than perfect through the hashtag refreshingly honest project. So join us. Join us in that. Are you hashtag?
Are you hashtag refreshingly honest?
I think I'm hashtag refreshingly honest now. So share with us. We want to know how you're fun and funny and all of your hashtag refreshingly honest moments.
So you can learn more by visiting honesttea.com/podcast and you will get a lot more honesty right there. Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of Lady Lovin'. This is Lo. I haven't started an episode recently, and of course, I'm here with Jilly and Greta. Hi, gals.
Hello.
Hey. What's up? We're raising the roof this Monday.
Yeah, we are.
Oof. I don't really know what that means, raising the roof.
Raise the roof. Like, we're
like
having
partying.
Yeah. I don't really feel that we're partying this Monday.
You guys, I'm raising the roof.
I feel like internally, I'm feeling like excited.
Mm, that's good. For any particular reason?
You know, I just have a few men on my roster.
Your inner monologue is like,
not really though.
You have two.
I have two men that I potentially like because I don't, you know, have a roster.
I dig it.
I can't believe what happened with that one.
Oh yeah. You guys, I'll tell you a real funny story. There was this guy
we talked about him.
Oh yeah. That I met at a wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then my friend Nick, who apparently is upset at me because I said he was bad at setting people up, but he's great at setting people up. So I have to redeem myself.
Love
you,
Nick. Shout out, Nick.
Shout out to Nick. Anyways, this guy that I met and I was interested in and we texted and then I never heard from him. Turns out he left me a voicemail a month ago and I just got it because I never check my voicemail.
Why don't you ever check your voicemail?
Because it's usually someone that wants money from me.
But like,
it's like an institution that I need to pay and I just don't feel like answering.
But I just think it's funny. Give him like a little more insight. So Jill and this guy were like making plans to like hang out.
And they had a beautiful evening of dancing.
And Jill sent him the most recent text message from like a month ago that was like, let's do something on whatever, whatever. And turns out he called her and left her a voicemail to make the plan.
Yep.
And she just
Didn't check it.
Check it.
I thought it was like AT&T being like, why haven't you paid your wireless bill?
And so she was like pissed for a while about it.
I was not pissed for a while.
Here's the deal.
A while could be 1.5 days.
That's true.
You need to...
Ladies, check your voicemails.
I know you called him back, right?
I called him back today.
And did you guys set up a date?
He's out of town and I said, call me when you're back to hang.
Okay, so did you save his number?
Yeah.
Okay,
so then I recently met someone else.
Right, and what's going on with him?
Well, he hasn't asked me out yet.
But he got your number.
Yeah. And I like him a little bit more than the other guys. So
and
we'll see.
When did you have you had dinner with him last week.
Yes. Remember I was talking about how like my friend wanted to set me up with this guy and she wanted to be like a group.
And Lo and I were saying dinner is way better.
Like, fuck that. I don't want to do that. Well, it turns out if you like the person, it's great.
Yeah, group dinners are really fun.
It was very fun, and hopefully he'll ask me out.
He will. Guys like to put things, and women, both people like to put things on ice. You don't want to be someone that like meets someone and the next day is like, I mean, I do that, so I don't care.
Yeah, but I feel like it's been a week. It's been a week.
It will happen.
About a week.
I think it'll happen. You told me that this guy like is shy and... You know, so I think that it could take him a couple days to sort of like create the motivation and braveness and boldness within to like ask you out.
Maybe also
guys are weird.
Guys are weird. Yeah, guys are really weird.
He probably in his mind is like, we hung out on da da da. I have to wait a week to call her so that she doesn't think that I'm like too eager. He probably has a number like fixated in his mind, and then he's going to call you on that day.
Can I tell you something also strange, guys?
Yes.
I'm no longer using dating apps. I haven't used a dating app in over 2 months. And I'm getting more attention from men and having more dates.
Well, do you think maybe it's because like you're out of your phone?
Probably.
Do you still have them on your phone or have you deleted them from
your phone? I have them on my phone. I haven't checked them.
I'm doing less dating app action. I get bored. I have a couple days where I do it a lot and I like rebuild my roster and then I just get over it.
When I was on a dating app, I just would find that like, yeah, it would get boring. You'd like go through this batch of dudes and then you'd be like, okay. And then like maybe something would come of it. Maybe not. And then that would be it for like 2 weeks. And then you'd do it again. And
right.
I just feel like I've been more present, I think, just out at night and talking to friends. And they're like, I want to set you up with this guy. And like, you know, just in life, living my life. And that's been a lot more productive for me personally.
Gratifying.
Rather than dating apps.
Yeah.
I'm also so awkward on dating apps.
I think everyone's awkward on dating apps.
I'm like, hey.
I mean, Lo pretty much has the dating app.
Yeah, Lo's not awkward on dating apps.
You're not awkward on dating apps.
So good at dating apps, you guys.
I just don't like to text, you know? I just want to have like an in-person conversation and see if like we're going to
get married. I'm really not good at texting. I'm really bad at texting. I would much prefer to call someone and set up a date with them.
Yeah, for sure.
I like to text them for a little while just to make sure they're not a total weirdo.
Yeah. Like it's a good vetting process.
It is. I'm trying to see what's here a little bit. And also, sometimes people know who I am on the dating apps, and so I'm trying to always kind of suss that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what is your reasoning of wanting to talk to me?
Right,
definitely,
exactly.
Which is important.
Yeah. So on Raya, I don't really feel that way because you already know everyone's actual identity on there. You know what I mean? And it's like confirmed. And so I feel less weird on that one, but like on Bumble and stuff like that, it's always kind of this secret of like, oh, by the way, like, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Do you care? You know?
Right. Because someone could like,
because some
someone
people,
could catfish you.
Well, and some people do care. I've been out with one or two people and they're like, so like you were on that show. And I was like, oh, goodbye.
You're like bye, check.
Yes.
You can pay for it.
You're like, oh my God, my mom is actually outside.
She just flew in from LA on a really quick flight.
So weird. Right, exactly. So I never really know what someone's intentions are. So I, you know, but I'm still nice and polite and funny. And yes, I am good at the dating apps.
I think that I just like, when I was on dating apps, I don't even remember. I would just like want to go on dates. And like half the time I feel like even if I would ask a guy on a date, the response would be like 50-50.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. So I've just gotten over it and I'm now into real life.
Yeah, I'm way less, I feel way less obligated to actually like respond to people and talk. And when I was first single, I was like, I have to like keep all these conversations going
and like respond to everyone
and like respond. And now only if I really feel something like in my heart or in my loins, looking at your photographs, am I like actually going to make something happen?
My loins.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
But I just met someone really nice on the dating apps.
That's great.
Who I've met in real life now and we've hung out.
And you like him.
I like him.
That's exciting.
So Lo and I are just dating, guys.
But you guys are dating successfully.
Sort
we're
of.
So far.
This week, I'm dating
Yeah, this week.
This week.
This week. We'll see what happens next. Stay tuned for next episode when we can tell you what's new.
It really is week to week. Yeah. It's like, this week, I'm crushing it.
Last week, very touch and go.
Which is interesting, because for anyone out there that gets discouraged about dating or dating apps, it's really, you know, it's week by week,
it's
day by day.
It's super touch and
go. You can't take anything too seriously until you're in
love. Really, like, in it. Yeah, for sure.
Well,
there's a lot of contributing factors, like your zodiac sign.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wait.
The guy that I'm kind of dating is my best match.
What is
he? Lo does this thing, you guys, where she...
And I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
Like my best love match.
Lo likes to really do a deep dive on Google. Mm-hmm. I don't Google anyone before I go out with him.
Really? I do.
No, I'm over it. I just want to like see what happens there.
Yeah. I mean... That's good, but I do like to do research on people. I love doing research on people, even if I'm just like meeting you for a coffee as a friend.
I don't even want to know like what your birthday is unless we've talked about it.
Actually, that's not true. I don't do research on people I meet for coffee, but
like I don't want to have to like look up and be like, are you the right match? And then if they're not, and then you get in your head, and then if they are, you're like, okay,
Do you actually get in your head though about stuff like that?
Yeah, that's why I don't Google. I'm very in my head all the time.
I mean, you have to take everything with a grain of salt,
I guess.
If it's bad news, then you have to forget about it. If it's great news, then you can hold on.
I guess
on
you
want to
know. I don't want to be Googled, so I don't want any. So I don't Google anyone. I treat people how I want to be treated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to be Googled, but
you do it. You go page 7.
I go page 7 deep.
Well, you go page 7?
Jilly and I were at dinner last night.
We were.
And we were talking about Googling people when you go out on dates. And someone was like, oh, like, yeah, like, I don't know. I just, you know, like, go to page 1. I'm like, you have to go to, like, page 7 to get, like, the real dirt on someone.
I don't think I've ever gone to myself on page 7.
I've never gone to myself on page 7, and I'm scared.
They were like, how did you, you know, find out X about that person? I was like, page 7, man.
Page 7's dark. I don't want to go to page 7.
I'm not going to page 7 unless I'm engaged. Okay. What are we talking about today?
Today,
girls?
We're doing another advice episode, but we're talking about sex.
We're only doing advice episodes now, guys.
I know.
We just love it.
It's so fun.
Oh, wait.
We love getting the questions.
Also, I was at the beach with my sister last week, which I'm like.
Sexy Instagrams.
Yeah, a bunch of sexy Instagrams. And two lovely fans of the show came up to me and took pics. Ah. And I just wanted to say, it was really nice meeting you. Also, there was a girl, when I drove back from the beach, there was a girl, at 1:30 in the morning, there was a girl standing in front of my building trying to find a bar in my neighborhood. And then she looked at me and she was like, Gertie Bird? And I was like, yes. So shout out to you, girl, at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, get it, girl.
They were looking for a place to dance. And I hope that you went to Acme and had fun.
Awesome.
So that's all that I wanted to say, because I'm currently in a hot flash because I'm in a 2-day-long hangover.
A 2-day hangover is so Ms.
It's really terrible.
You might not even feel better.
I don't
Friday.
Think I'm gonna feel
I think
better
you're
till
gonna
Wednesday.
Need a month.
Yeah,
honestly,
Wednesday.
You might need a month.
Well, I'm like not drinking. I'm not drinking till the first weekend of August.
Okay,
which isn't that far.
That's in like
that's
a week,
like a few
two
days.
Weeks,
2 weeks,
okay. 2 weeks.
Get
still,
it.
Yeah, that's not very.
Maybe I'll wait till Jilly's birthday.
My Whoa. God, don't bring that up. My birthday.
What are we doing for your birthday?
Crying.
No.
No, just kidding. Nothing.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to SoulCycle. That's
to have
all
your
I have
birthday
planned.
Ride?
No, not for my birthday
blow
ride, but
candle.
Just because that's what I do every day. So that's the only thing
ride.
I have planned.
I have a photo from mine right there.
That's just the thing I do every day, so that's all I have planned.
Oh, gorgeous. All right. Well, you guys, I'm in a sweat because
these questions are so hot.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited because I think last episode we brought up a really interesting topic about virginity.
Yes.
So we've been receiving a lot of emails about virginity.
Sex-focused emails.
So I think that's what we'll talk about today.
Let's talk about sex.
Should I start with mine?
Go for it.
Okay.
You have a sex question?
No. This is from
Greta is not a sex question.
I am a sex answerer.
That's what I thought, but you said it in a way that indicated that maybe you have a cue.
No, this cue comes from a gorgeous listener. Are you guys ready for it?
We're ready.
I'm 23 and newly married. My husband and I started dating when we were 17 and 18, and they've only ever been with each other. Okay. Her problem is she's only ever orgasmed a few times during sex. He typically helps her out afterwards, but she doesn't like having to always ask for something extra or more because she feels bad about it. She wants to be able to orgasm more during sex. What should she do?
First off, don't feel bad.
Yeah.
That's your first step.
Yeah, if your hubs is coming every single time.
You should come every single time, too.
Yeah.
Equal
don't
coming.
Don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, not at all. And you know what? You have to realize that it's much more complicated for women to have orgasms than men. And men know that. And he's your husband. And it sounds like he supports this, you know, trying to make this happen for you. So you just have to keep trying new things.
If we had a clitoris inside our vagina, then we could all have orgasms every time we had sex.
Yeah, yes. I've never had an orgasm from a penis in my vagina only. That's never given me an orgasm.
It's only happened to me once.
Never had it happen to me.
But, like, manual stimulation while there's a penis
inside of you.
I mean, that's generally, like,
How I have orgasms during sex.
Yeah, same. So did she clarify in that email if that's the case here?
I think it sounds like, she didn't clarify if the orgasms were from the penis in the vagina or if it was from clitoral stimulation and penetration at the same time.
Can we talk about like the emotional mental aspect of this first?
Yes.
Yeah. So if this listener is writing in, this is a problem. And every time she's having sex, it's on her mind.
Yes.
Yeah. I also think that you have to, sex is something in a relationship. It's not going to come easy. You know what I mean? Orgasming is not going to come easy. You're not going to have it every time. Like, it's definitely something that you work on and that your sex life develops as your relationship develops. You know what I mean? So I think that, like, you know, sometimes like you could have like the best sex of your life at 23 and also 45. And you know what I mean? It's not like this is going to be your sex life forever. It's just something that you have to work on.
I agree. I think though that like, she's freaked out by this, or it's a concern to her. And so when that is in your mind, when anything sex related about like some kind of like deficiency or problem or whatever is in your mind when you are having sex, it makes it that much more difficult to have an orgasm because your brain is literally
elsewhere,
blocking the way towards the big O, right?
Exactly.
And so I think that addressing this is really important, not just so that you can have an orgasm and like do things a little differently, but also so that your brain isn't really like stops preventing you from getting there. I think for me, like whenever I've had a problem with sex, it's all like mental, emotional. And until you address it and talk about it with your partner, it just sits there and it like haunts you while you're fucking. And mm-hmm. It's awful. Like one time.
No, I agree.
Can I tell you guys a private story?
Yes.
Yeah, private.
With one of... Yeah, now everyone's going to know.
Yes.
With one of my ex-boyfriends, a few months after we started dating, I thought about another ex one day. Not when we were having sex. He just popped up into my brain for some reason. And then when I would have sex with my boyfriend, I kept almost calling my current boyfriend by my ex-boyfriend's name. And it started to become like obsessive in my mind when we were having sex that I would think about it all the time. Don't say his name. Don't say his name. Don't say his name. And it was really, really troubling for me. And it made me so like nervous when we were having sex. And finally, one day I talked to my boyfriend about it and he was so nice. He was like, whatever, babe, like call me by your ex's name. Like, I don't care. Like, it's not a big deal. And when I finally spoke up and addressed it with him, and I was so terrified when I was telling him, I was crying because like,
yeah,
it's a scary thing to bring up and to talk about. But when I finally talked about it, then it allowed my brain to release that energy from it. And then it like wasn't a problem anymore.
Yeah.
And so I think first and foremost, you need to have a conversation with your husband about what's going on.
100%.
You probably have because like you say that he helps you, but you guys need to figure out a new strategy. Like, what about some foreplay? Why don't you come before you have sex?
Yeah. Having said like, he should just like go down on you and then you should just come and then you should have sex.
I agree.
Or add in some toys.
Yeah, toys are a great option too. Like a little, like small vibrator situation that you can utilize while
you guys are having sex. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like sexy to switch it up in the bedroom. And like it helps, you know, I think creating a dialogue about sex, I think, is one of the healthiest things you can have in a long-term relationship.
And I think that's how you can have better sex too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't feel like alone.
100%. And going forward, it's like you've already talked about the orgasm thing. So then if something else comes up, you're like, oh, we've already talked about sex and what we want, what we need. Mm-hmm. That this conversation isn't as big and daunting the next time around.
Right.
Sex is something that's constantly evolving in a relationship.
Yeah.
And changing, and what you need changes. And it's just, I don't know. I think sometimes we feel like our sex should always be, like in movies, you know how sex is made to always look like so fucking great.
It's
and like
always mind 10 blowing. Out of 10.
And like, exactly. And it's very normal for sex to be up and down in relationships, I think.
I think so too. I also think it's normal, even though we want to have an orgasm every time. Like, I think it's really normal not to.
I mean, sometimes some of the best sex I've ever had hasn't involved me coming.
Yeah, I've had great sex without there being an orgasm involved.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, guys don't come every time either. You know what I mean? Everyone's had sex where you're like going at it and then you kind of just like are like, I can't come right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, that's okay. And so maybe the focus shouldn't always be on having an orgasm, right? If you're like too fixated on it.
But I do know that feeling of like really feeling like you need, like you really want to orgasm.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I think she's feeling a bit like she probably needs the orgasm more in her life.
Yeah, I agree. So, I think that like you just should like get a little more involved with foreplay.
Yeah.
Like, why are you always waiting until after you guys have finished having sex?
Yeah. You can come before. Come anytime.
Come anytime.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Make yourself come in front of him.
That's hot.
So, shall we move on to the next question?
Yes, but before we do that, I think we should hear a little word from our sponsor.
Great.
Today's episode is brought to you by Away.
Do you know about Away?
I don't. What is it?
First class luggage at a coach price.
Whoa. Sounds like something I want to know more about. Tell me more.
I have their carry-on bag and the large bag. They have 9 colors and 4 sizes to choose from. And these bags are so hip right now. Every single person I know in New York City and in LA and all over the country has an Away bag. They have such cute colors and really amazing design features. Like you can charge your phone on the carry away bag.
That's crazy. Does it have those like amazing wheels that spin all around that make it the easiest bag in the world to take with you?
It just glides through the airport like
360.
Absolute dream. And what's cool about the Away bag is that there's a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, they'll fix or replace it for you for life. And you can also have a 100-day trial. You can live with it, vibe with it, travel with it, Instagram it, which a lot of people do. And if you don't like it, you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. And Away is cool because they use high-quality materials while offering a much, much lower price compared to other brands because they cut out the middleman and sell directly to you.
Amazing.
What color is your Away bag?
I got a black one because I like to be sleek.
Mm.
But I really wanted a pink one, but there was a wait list.
The pink one is totally waitlisted. Now they have that cute yellow one.
I want a yellow one.
It's like they did something with like the Minions movie and it's like the yellow Away Minions bag. It's really, really cute.
Lo, are these bags TSA approved? Even the lock so you can keep all of your stuff safe?
Yeah, absolutely. And the carry-on sizes are compliant with all major U.S. airlines so you can maximize the amount you can pack. So if you guys want $20 off your own Away suitcase,
Which you do.
You absolutely do. All you got to do is go to awaytravel.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, and use promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N. So remember, $20 off of your suitcase at awaytravel.com/lovin. Use promo code lovin, and it will just appear, and you will want to Instagram it all day long.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Care Of.
Oh. Lo, I love Karov.
I know. We've talked about Karov before. Lo and I love it so, so much.
I'm a huge vitamin girl. That's why.
I love supplements, too. I mean, vitamin supplements, they literally heal your body.
I know. Well, okay, so Karov is a new kind of vitamin company. When you go to their site, they ask you questions about your diet and health goals, and they recommend the best supplements for you. So it's a really easy process that just takes a few minutes. I went through it, and I actually had a lot of fun answering the questions.
And also, they come in the most adorable, personalized daily packs. So your vitamins for the day are already packed up. You don't need to rifle through huge vitamin bottles. Get out the proper amount that you're supposed to take. They do all of that for you. And you receive it monthly. So you get a monthly shipment of vitamins right to your door.
Very, very convenient. And best of all, which is something that I'm really concerned about, is that they only use the best ingredients in their vitamins and their supplements. And you're actually saving money when you're getting your vitamins from Karov compared to your local health food store, which is great.
Also, very exciting for all of our pregnant listeners out there.
Yes.
Karov has just launched their prenatal vitamin packs.
Yeah.
So this is just so exciting. Everyone can use
babies.
It.
Babies.
Babies.
So excited. So all you guys have to do is go to takecareof.com now and get your personalized recommendation. You're going to use offer code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, and get 50% off your first month's order.
It's worth it. You guys should do it. It literally has made my life so much easier, and I feel so healthy and strong.
Yep, 50% off. Use code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N.
All right, guys. Our next question is from a lovely listener who is 26 years old, and she is a virgin. She said that she grew up in a religious household and went to religious school, and that is why she never had, that's why she's never had sex. Mm-hmm. Although now she's no longer, like has those religious beliefs and wants to have sex, but she's very nervous about it.
Okay.
She always thought that she would eventually sleep with someone that she loved. But she's having a lot of issues, you know, meeting someone and casually dating and, you know, with this whole like virginity thing over her head.
Mm-hmm. So is what's her question? Should she bone or should she not bone?
Or how does she go about losing her virginity now and not have it be like a weird...
Yeah, she basically said that she's kind of ready to lose her virginity. She thought it'd be with someone that she loved, but it's not feeling that way. So she's just like, should I just have sex with a random? And get it over with. Well, here, I can answer this question because I didn't have like a boyfriend in high school that I was in love with. The person that I lost my virginity to, I wasn't in love with. I had that same mentality of like, I kind of just want to get it over with. And I kind of had that mentality with my sex life pretty much like until 2 years ago, I would say,
I just want to get it over with.
Yeah.
Mentality.
I was just sort of like, I should be having sex. I should be doing this. I should blah, blah, blah. And I was never like super comfortable until I had a boyfriend when I was like 24. And that was like the first guy that I was in love with, I had like my first like normal like sexual relationship. And, you know, I understand that it's like, I feel you girl, when you like are sort of, you just want to get it over with and you want to have that experience, but like you aren't with the person that you love. So it's like, you know, not going to be so comfortable for you. And I don't think that like you should rush it, but I also think that, yeah, you have to figure out like how to date without having this over your head as like something that you feel is going to like hold you back.
So should she bone?
My personal advice for this one would be, I think you should wait until you're comfortable. So like, I wouldn't just get it over with because I've been in situations where I've gotten it over with and like I've like cried while having sex with someone because I just was like not interested in having sex with them. I didn't really know, like, you know what I mean? Like there's so many other things you can do before you go to the actual sex part. Like you can, you know, hook up with each other and you can do all these other things that aren't necessarily like...
Is there like an in-between? Because you never know when you're going to meet the person that you love.
I don't even mean the person that you love. I just mean the person that you're comfortable with.
Right. That's my point. So I don't think that the that this person should just go out and have sex with someone just to get it over with. I think if you've waited this long, it obviously is really important to you, holds a special place in your heart. But meeting someone and loving them, it takes a while to get to that place. And if you want to start having physical experiences, then I think that you should, but under the right conditions, like Jill said. I think you should do it with someone that you're kind of dating, someone that you like.
Someone that you're comfortable with, because like, for me, I'm not comfortable having casual sex, so I never enjoy it. So what's the point if I'm also not benefiting from it and it's just for the guy?
Yeah.
So like, that's why I don't have casual sex, because it's taken me like a lot of years to understand that like, I'm not comfortable in that situation, and that's completely fine because like, I don't enjoy myself. So it's like, why would I do that? Mm-hmm. So I think that I wouldn't push yourself to do something you're not comfortable with. I would just do it when you're ready, but I would try to just not have this freak you out. I mean, there's so many things that people have besides like just being a virgin that they're afraid to share with their other, with their partner or someone that they meet, and the right person will understand that.
Yeah. I think so too. Also, I think that I'm not a religious person, and so having sex or not having sex has never been a decision that I make based on, you know, some kind of like spiritual feeling or guilt or whatever, you know. And like, it sounds like you have a lot of guilt around having sex, because like, if you grew up really religious and like they told you like it's bad and you have to wait, you know, I think it's hard to get to a place where you're really comfortable and can enjoy yourself. And like, I think you have to just let your guard down. And sex is emotional and it is about love and it is beautiful, but it also can be a purely physical act that is just for enjoyment and for pleasure. And so I think trying to separate those things out is really important.
Definitely. But some people can't. I can't do that. Like, I can only I feel that way when I'm with someone that I'm comfortable with. And it's not necessarily like every time we have sex, it's like, oh, we're like madly in love. You know what I mean? It can still be like that crazy thing, but I can't do it unless it's like someone that I feel that way about.
Yeah. But which I mean, is like, one day you might feel that way.
I could feel different.
For me, there's different kinds of sex. And so maybe for our listener, there can be different kinds of sex.
I just think like, if you want to get it, if you want to, I hate using the term get it over with, because I don't think that that's like a positive term for like having sex for the first time. If you like really want to have sex and like feel like you are personally ready to have sex, go and have sex. And even if it's like casual with someone that you're casually seeing or something like that, like, I don't think that it's the worst thing in the world to just do it if it's what you feel you want to do, to just like have the experience. I don't think that, I mean, it's difficult because being a virgin till you're 26 is like, that's a good amount of time. But at the same time, it's like, who the fuck cares? Like, if you want to have sex. And the only person that needs to worry about whether you feel comfortable or not is you. So this, whoever you end up having sex with, if it's, you know, someone that ends up being your boyfriend or someone that's more casual, like, don't worry that you're a virgin and that they're like having sex with you for the first time. Like, what matters most is you and how you feel and if you're feeling into it. And like, even if like Lo's saying you find someone that you're just super attracted to for a night, like, I don't think you should stop yourself if you're really feeling turned on by this person and you want to have sex with him. And just like, if you end up going on dates with someone for 10 times and only like hook up a little bit, and then end up having sex with that person, like, I think that either scenario is fine. I think that what's the most important thing is like you feeling confident and comfortable in your decision and knowing that any decision you make is the right decision because it's your decision.
Yeah. Does that make sense? The biggest thing is just being comfortable. Just make sure that you feel comfortable and safe.
Yeah.
Because if not, then you're going to be doing something that you're upset about.
Yeah. And whether it's casual or whether it's serious, so long as you're like comfortable with it, that's what matters.
You don't have to tell anyone you go out with that you're a virgin.
I agree.
Like, oh, I agree too. No one, they don't need to know that.
I like never had an orgasm with a person until like the last guy that I dated, and I always felt like I had to like say that. And it right. always just was uncomfortable and weird, and like that's your own personal stuff.
Yeah,
and
that's your own
you
business.
Don't need to share all of that with someone that you, you know,
yeah, agree.
Haven't been with for that long.
I don't think that you have to voice it. But if you want to,
yeah.
also there's yeah. nothing wrong with that either. But it's not something that you have to share with somebody.
Yeah, I agree. You're not obligated to tell anyone anything that you don't want to tell them. And they'll just be surprised with how beautifully tight your vagina is.
Yeah, wow. Jealousy.
Jilly, do we have another question?
We have another question.
And it is kind of about tight vaginas.
So we have another beautiful listener that uh-huh. wrote to us. She's 23. She's a virgin, not for any particular reason. She just, you know, I'm not even going to say she's, I don't like this term, she's a virgin. I'm just going to say she's never had sex before because I hate that word and I'm sorry that I'm using it. But she's never had sex before. And she recently had, you know, tried to have sex, but her body kind of reacted and got very closed and tight and it wouldn't go in.
Okay, that's happened.
This is a real thing.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
I've read articles about
because
this.
Because she's nervous and scared, obviously. Mm-hmm. So,
it's a real thing. Should she do?
What should she do?
Well, this has happened to me where my body has been full on like, no, please don't. And
same.
It just hasn't. And sometimes I think that a lot of that has to do with like the person that you're with. I think that if the guy that she was like going to have sex with for the first time, clearly there was something that maybe she wasn't the most comfortable with the situation. And maybe that you should just try again. I just think you should try again. I think that you shouldn't let that experience discourage you. Try again, relax, talk about it with your partner. And
foreplay, man. Just foreplay. Like with this other, the other question.
I also keep going back to like the whole orgasm thing. But like I said, I never had an orgasm until the last guy I was with. And it was because I never was comfortable with any of the other people. And I kind of feel like that's the same way with like this situation. Like if you're uncomfortable, like your body is not going to be able to relax or enjoy the experience or let you like be free. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like, that doesn't mean that you like, you know, stop dating or stop like putting yourself out there, but just, you know, make sure that it's with someone that your body is like accepting to.
I have an interesting story.
Let's hear it.
An ex-boyfriend of mine, when we were first dating, like the sex was great. And then the sex started to go bad and it started to be really painful all the time. Awful, like awful, awful pain. And I had no idea why. And it was like the same thing that was kind of happening with this person that wrote in. Like, for whatever reason, she's nervous and her body's not allowing it to happen. For me, my body was, like, trying to indicate to me that, like, this is not your person.
Yeah.
And I've, like, spoken to doctors and therapists about it. And they're like, yeah, well, actually, like, your body really does know a lot. And, like, it's really trying to, like, give you signs and things like that. I don't think in this case that this person's partner is necessarily the wrong person. I think she's just nervous. But, yeah, I have firsthand experience with this happening and it is like so crazy.
Yeah.
And so mine happened because my pelvic floor muscles were really tight and that can help it happen when you like have a lot of stress in your body mm-hmm. or anything like that. And it created all these like crazy nerve endings in my vagina that made having sex with just this person so painful. And the second we broke up and I started sleeping with someone else, no problem.
That happened in one of my good friends.
Never had the problem again.
That's yeah. crazy.
And it like immediately resolved itself.
The mm-hmm. same thing happened to one of my friends where she had this guy. They dated, had this boyfriend a long time. Then out of nowhere, whenever they would start to have sex, she would have extreme pain.
Yeah.
And then like it would also hurt her, like it would hurt her urethra. Like it was she
everything.
Thought, like she literally thought that she was having UTIs all the time. Like she didn't know what was going on. And then the second they broke up and she like started having sex with other people, the issues were gone.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. But I do think that, like, I think that when you're stressed, when you're tense, like you hold so much energy down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so much energy and, like, muscles and tension is, like, held
in your vagina.
For sure.
I also feel like all of these women that have recently emailed us about like this sort of like same situation, because we got a few other emails like this as well. It's like, I think that society makes it seem like everyone is like, you know, so comfortable having sex and has sex like on the first date. And like a lot of the times people that are like very outspoken about sex are very sexually active. Mm-hmm. But it's like not everyone feels that way. Not everyone's like having orgasms all the time. Not every, like there's so many women that are virgins in their 20s. You know what I mean? Like that you're not like alone in that space. And I think it's just really important to just stay confident and keep on doing what you want to do and what's right for your body, and never feel in a place where you feel pressured by any guy you go out with or anything you do. Because like literally if you're in situations where someone pressures you to do something or you do something you're not comfortable with, that like fucks you up more than if you just would have said no. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I've been in those situations and like that's like totally messed me up for like years, because yeah. I wasn't strong enough to say no, or I didn't like feel that, you know, I felt like I should do this or blah, blah, blah. So it's like, just make sure you're always keeping true to yourself, and you will honestly, you'll end up with the right person. You'll have so much sex. You'll have orgasms and you'll be very happy.
Yeah. The problems that you have today will not always be your problems.
Yeah.
They resolve, they change, you move forward in your life.
And I wouldn't, like, this is not going to happen every time you yeah. like try and have sex or do something like that. So you need to know that like this is most likely an isolated incident
yeah.
that probably happened because you like something really, big was going to happen. Yeah, you were really nervous. Really
nervous.
So you shouldn't feel like guilty or weird or sad about it. Know that it happens. You're like Jillie's saying, and like we're all saying, you're not alone. And that when you do feel like comfortable and secure with the person that you're with, like I guarantee you, you probably will not have these issues.
And just like start with a finger in there, man. Yeah. I've like read articles about this. And just like start slowly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like hang out by yourself and do yourself for a little while. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, I think like, masturbation is like the greatest self-teaching tool. Yeah.
So like hang out with yourself. And then when you're with this guy again, like just like start slow, start with a finger, see how that feels, like work up to this other thing and try not to be embarrassed by it.
I also think you can say if you're nervous, like I'm nervous. You yeah. know what I mean? Like talking about stuff is definitely like really, really important. Especially in that sort of situation.
Also, this is like a bit of a side note, but a way that like when I used to casually sleep with guys, and then I started getting sick of casually sleeping with guys because it's like, you know, just gets boring after a while.
Yeah.
I would ask myself, like, if I don't love making out with this person, like if I don't love kissing this person, I don't think I'm gonna love having sex with the person.
Yeah.
So
that's a very good,
do you know what I mean?
That's a good question to ask yourself, for sure.
I think I've had sex with so many dudes where I have not wanted to make out with them, and we've just gone like right to sex. Yeah. And I think a good question to ask yourself, it sounds so dumb, but like, is like hooking up and making out like super hot?
Yeah.
Because I think that that's like, well, like going to what Lo's saying too about foreplay and like making sure that you can have really good foreplay with someone, I think is the greatest thing to help indicate whether or not you should be having sex with them.
Honestly, guys, that's why I wait. Mm-hmm. I like to wait because it's like there's so many other things and there's like yeah. so much more you can tell, and it's just like, there's no rush. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you guys have any sex questions?
Nope, because I've none of that happening right now, obviously. You
know, do you have any sex questions?
No, no, I have like more like first date questions, because that's where I'm at in life.
Wait, hold on. What's your comment?
I like this guy, and so I'm not taking my pants off for a while.
That's cool.
That's my comment.
How long do you think you're going to wait? Till you feel it in your loins.
I'm like nervous.
Because you like him.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I haven't felt nervous about
someone in a long time.
And like normally I have a pretty like casual approach to like physical relationships with people. And I like made the decision with this person, like I'm just like not going to sleep with them for a while. And Yeah, that's all. It's just a comment.
Cool. Well, keep us abreast on any developments.
Next week, I'll be like, we boned.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. At least going a week. I mean, for me, like, I don't even go a week. For me, I go on the first date, and I'm like, are you coming up or not? And they're like, that's what I did with Will. Yeah. He was like, we shouldn't have sex tonight. And I was like, we're having sex tonight. No, I'm kidding. I didn't say that. But I was like, too? Yeah, in that voice. No, but I was like, I want to have sex with you tonight. And he was like, are you sure? And I was like,
I don't even think it always matters. I think, like, I've gotten a lot of boyfriends after fucking them on the first date. So yeah. I don't think it matters. But for some people, it does matter. I don't know.
To each their own.
For this one, I'm just like, I want to take it seriously and
take it slow.
And take it slow.
And that's a beautiful thing.
I think that's more it. It's like, I just, like, want to take it slow, and I don't, like, want to, like, put everything out there right away. You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I like to be emotionally quick, but sexually slow.
Wow, I'm like the opposite. I like to be sexually fast and emotionally incredibly slow.
I'm like, tell me everything in 24 hours.
I'm like, call me in a year and I'll start talking to you about my dead mom. Wait, Jilly, what's your dating question?
Oh, I don't have any dating questions. I just mean, I don't have any sex questions because I'm more on, like, the first dates. And, you know, I don't have
sex. Do you have any cues about... I'm vicariously living through you guys because my life is really... just
about dating. I mean, I think, like I said, I mean, my issue is I always get really nervous and I always feel uncomfortable. So I think it's like I'm trying to go out with people that I feel comfortable with.
Yeah, and I think that you have
two
great guys that you've met through friends. And I think that that's really cool.
Yeah, dog.
And I'm excited to hear developments about your life.
I love that week to week now it's like Jill and Lo's dating life.
Well, I know. I was never really that open with my stuff,
and Greta's,
but I guess it's like what else
deep
am I
thoughts
doing?
And just my
on
thoughts.
Our vaginas. Yeah.
Guys, my life has become so
satisfying.
Fulfilling. No, I'm kidding. It's just there's excitement in dating. You know, there's excitement.
There's not excitement in dating. I hate dating so much.
I hate dating.
I'm getting just, to know new people. It. You guys, this is fun.
It is fun, but only if you meet someone that you really like and they really like you back. Otherwise,
the
it's
process
not fun.
Is
someone
pretty...
told me that I have to treat dating like a job, and I was just like,
well,
oh my God.
Well, that person is an ass face.
And then also that I had to have less dinners with my friends and go out with the guys that asked me out.
Yeah.
I was like, I love having dinner with my friends. I'm not giving
same.
That up.
I'm trying to think, like, I don't think I always dated, like, before Will, the people that I was dating between, like, my last boyfriend and Will were all just, like, in hindsight, just so many problems.
Yeah.
So many issues. Mm-hmm. It is a lot. Dating is a lot. It's a lot of, like, it's like going to the thrift store, you know?
It's emotionally exhausting.
I've just stopped getting blowouts for dates.
Down. What?
I like getting my hair blown out because I'm not so great at personal beauty on my own.
I thought that you said something so different, but you're talking about a hair blowout.
Now I'm just over it. I'm like, if I like you the second time, I'll get a blowout.
Yeah. Messy hair is chic, so.
I think messy hair
just
is like
my can't
hair right
deal.
Now.
Same.
All right, guys. Well, who's your lady loving?
I think my mom.
Okay, I think my mom is mine.
My mom, too. It was just her birthday.
Shout out to our moms.
Yeah.
Shout out to
our moms
our
for creating us.
You guys, I will tell you this. When I was at the beach, so I grew up going to Nantucket with my family, like, my whole life. And it was one of my mom's favorite places. She'd been going there since, like, the 70s. Mm-hmm. And I have never seen a whale there before.
Okay.
And... well, because originally it was a town of whalers, so they killed all of the whales that would be in Nantucket, which is sad and disgusting.
Okay.
But I was laying on the beach, and I was, like, really thinking about my mom and just, like, missing her so much. And then I looked up, and there was a whale.
So it's her.
Oh my
god!
It was crazy.
She's been reincarnated and as then, a whale.
I mean,
I think she comes back as different things.
I do too. But like, it was very crazy because we saw the whales like hump, and then I said to my sister and our friend, who we were there with, her mom also passed away, and her mom also brought her there. Oh. So we have this really like special bond whenever we go. And I said, I was like, I really want to see the blow, like the water come out of the blowhole.
Yeah.
And it happened like 2 minutes after I said that.
That whale so that was is carrying your mother the soul saying hi. Of your mother.
Yes. And then at the same day, we saw a seal. And and I was taking a boomerang of my sister, and the seal is in the background of the boomerang.
Oh, that hot-ass boomerang of your sister.
And the seal is peeking out and looking to her. Isn't that crazy?
That's a special day.
It was really special. Very magical.
I love that.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a lovely episode. I hope everyone has a beautiful week.
If you have advice questions for us, just go to ladylovin.com and hit our contact page, and there's a form for you to fill out. We will get it there. Jilly sends us all the
emails. I do,
guys.
All the emails. I'm very on top of it.
Yeah, she's great. She'll get it immediately, and then she pings it to us.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Lovely. Guys, have a wonderful week.
And just and love...
I'll have to say, make the right choices for you.
Yeah, do what you want to do. Live your life, do what you want to do, and fuck what anybody else thinks about you.
Yeah, have a great dating week, guys.
Ciao.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.